He's
played more consistent than he had coming into this game. You know, we moved him around a lot, and I think in this game we played him pretty much exclusively at the guard spots, and I felt like he competed. He's got a few things, just like everybody, a few things he needs to clean up, but he's working extremely hard, and I think he'll continue to get better.
Now, what about guys like Dylan and Bullock who are trying to overcome long odds? Is undrafted free agents trying to make your club?
Max has come in here and really picked up the system well for a rookie. Guy to come in here and be able to communicate the way he does. You know, he's put himself in a position to earn playing time and to get on film, and that's a good thing for him. And then Denham on that play that he made last night was a heck of a play. You know, he blocked the punt, and then he peeled back, and then he made the key block to score the touchdown for Jonathan Grimes. Jonathan Grimes was very alert in picking that ball up and running it back for a touchdown. So Denham's got a long way to go. Denham's a guy that is an extremely hardworking kid. I think everybody's familiar with his background and what he's overcome in his life. But he comes to work every day, and he's out there every day, which is a good thing.
You put a lot on Ferentz's shoulders last night. Talk about his background. Did you know his dad from way back?
Yeah, I've known his dad for a long time, especially when I was in the Big Ten. But I definitely knew him before, just because I had worked with his other son. Brian was the tight end coach at New England, and now is the O-line coach at Iowa. And I've known James for a while. James is a guy that we brought in the spring, and you know when you look at him, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's strong, he's tough, he's very, very smart. He's obviously a coach's son, and he's a guy much in the same mold as like a Max Bulla that's earned himself playing time and earned himself the opportunity to get on film and be evaluated, and that's a good thing for him.
Can you talk about Fitzpatrick, specifically last night, now that you've seen the film, the few drives he was in on, specifically that two-minute offense that he pulled off there?
He did a good job. I feel like that's how he has to play for us. You know, I felt like he played smart. He was comfortable. We had three timeouts on that last drive. So when you have three timeouts and over a minute to go on the drive, you can check the ball down the field. They may play a prevent type of coverage, and if the back's open, just check it down and let the back gain 10 yards and keep going because you have timeouts. And that's a good example of him understanding the situation and being comfortable with our offense. We've all got improvement to make, both myself, him, Godsey, everybody, but I felt like he took a big step, especially relative to how he had played the week before. He took a step in the right direction yesterday.
Bill, have you and John discussed how you guys will handle practices in contact-wise?
It'll be similar to Atlanta. I have to call him, to be honest with you. I've got to get on the phone with him here this afternoon to shore up some things, but I would see that it would be similar to Atlanta. We've got the practice schedules pretty much worked out. We're going to go against them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Just for you guys' knowledge, tomorrow we're going to meet tomorrow. We won't be practicing tomorrow. And so we'll get on the plane tomorrow, get up there, get acclimated to the hotel, and then it'll be three tough days. I told the team that last night. It's good to come out with a win. A lot of guys played well. We've got a lot of improvement to make, and it'll be good to go up against a team that obviously was a Super Bowl team last year with a Hall of Fame quarterback and excellent players on both sides of the ball and special teams. So it'll be a good challenge for us.
The illegal contact and the holding stuff in the secondary, the NFL is trying to make an emphasis on. When you got to look at the film, what's your take on those penalties back there on your team?
I think that's one thing. You know, I think those were penalties. You know, I felt like those were calls. But, like, when they say we're putting an emphasis on something, isn't it a rule? So, like, what are we emphasizing, one rule over another rule, or this rule gets emphasized? And I think it's a rule, so they call it the way. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just sometimes I don't understand, you know, we're emphasizing this. Well, it's a rule. So if you break the rule, they're going to call it. So, you know, I think our guys throughout the game tried to play it the right way, and we've got to show it to them on tape and show them ways that they can improve their technique. You know, some of them were double move type routes that we've got to do a better job of playing. Other routes were ones where they were after, you know, 5 yards, and we contacted them, which that's the rule. You cannot do that. So we show it to them on tape and try to get it better this week.
What did you think about the
unsportsmanlike Swearinger and Victorian got. And how do you kind of balance guys being excited but not getting penalized?
Well, you know, you don't want guys to be penalized, in ways that obviously hurt the team. But our guys last night were juiced up. They were excited. They couldn't wait to play. And it was a home crowd, and they were excited. And, you know, I think football is an emotional game. That one call there that you're referring to, I think they were talking to each other, and, you know, the referee, the official there made the call, and that was the call. So, you know, we've got to do a better job of understanding the rule there and understanding how we need to deal with that, you know, when we're out on the field. But I thought our guys played with a lot of energy, and that was good to see.
You saw Peyton Manning up close for several years.
Yeah.
He's still doing it. How do you view him and your level of respect for him as a quarterback?
Well, he's, I've been fortunate because I coached Tom Brady, and then I actually had him in the Pro Bowl, so I was around him for 5-6 days in the Pro Bowl, and that's where I got to know him, in that setting. And, just a really bright guy, a guy that just absolutely loves football, loves to talk about football, loves to ask you questions about what you do in your system. And you know, our systems are similar because Adam Gase is up there. He worked for Josh when Josh was there. So, the systems are similar. And, you know, the respect that you have for these guys that, you know, to play that position at that level for that many years, for those of us that are in coaching, we know that that is a very, very difficult position to play at such a high level for 16, 17 years, and just have great respect for Peyton.
Can you talk about the progress of Fedorowicz and what you like about him the most?
He's big, strong, physical player, intelligent player for a rookie. You know, he's come in here and learned the system well. He's a good blocker. He did a good job in the passing game. We got to change his hands a little bit on how he catches a couple of those balls, but work on that a little bit more with him. But he caught the ball. He knew the depth of the route. He knew whether it was man or zone. So he made a big improvement off of the Arizona game. He made a big improvement, and now he's just got to keep improving. But we like what we see with him.
Is Lewis Nix on track to play next week, and how much
Yes.
does he have to do to catch up?
Yes, and he's got a lot to do to catch up. We're working towards that, and he's got a lot to do to catch up.
You get in football shape. Is that what the main thing is with Nicks?
Football shape, football knowledge, NFL knowledge, what it takes to play in this league, day in and day out. Yeah.
So what decision, when did you make the decision that JJ, Chris, and Dwayne were going to suit up and not
Yeah, that's a good question, James. We felt like, I'm glad you asked it, because we felt like we got a lot of good work against these guys in the practice week. We had, you know, when you looked at the reps, it was basically a game and a half for a lot of those guys. You know, Chris and Dwayne and JJ and you know, a couple other guys there, you know, that got a lot, that didn't play as much last night. Those three guys didn't play at all. Ben Jones got a ton of reps. He played two series last night, you know, guys like that. So we felt like they got so much work during the week that it was a little bit different. You know, okay, they got their competitive work against Babineau and Solei and those guys. So let's go ahead and not play them in the game. That was a staff decision. I thought it was the right thing to do. Yes. Yes, I do, Randy. We'll see how it goes this week, you know, but it'll be the first two practices are full pads as it's planned right now, Tuesday and Wednesday. So we'll get a ton of reps, you know, with our first group. So we'll look at it. We just talked about it just now in our meeting. We'll look at it towards the end of the week and decide, you know, at that point like we did this week. But I see it going in a similar way.
How did Derek Newton look to you?
You know, he had a couple penalties like, you know, you guys saw. But, you know, I really have enjoyed coaching him and being around him. He's a very coachable guy, you know. He's played both tackle spots, primarily right tackle. I think it's important to understand when you go from really playing mostly right tackle and then you got to go put your left hand down on the ground or get in a left-handed stance, most people think that they don't even think that that's anything, you know, that that's just easy to do, and that's very difficult to do. And other than the three penalties, I thought the guy played pretty well for us, and I've been very pleased with his progress and his ability to do different things for us, and I've just been pleased with the way he's played.
And
Anton Smith last night said of Jadeveon Clowney that Anton was the guy who took that one.
Oh, yeah.
Backfield. He said that Clowney was, quote, just the guy. What have you seen and what have been your impressions of Clowney so far?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to ask Anton about his opinion, but I think that Clowney has come in here and worked hard. He's a very instinctive player for a rookie. He's a hardworking guy. He's a guy that when he's played in these games, he's played well. He's been able to show his pass rushing ability. He's been able to show his defense against the run ability. He's dropped into coverage. So he's done a lot of different things for us, and he just needs to keep improving, and that's what he's going to do.
When Savage was in, he ran the offense well, but he didn't throw very much.
Whose opinion was that?
Just
your opinion? It was okay.
Yeah, right. Is that a case where that's the game flow, and you're trying to stay to the game plan, or are you keeping him on a leash, and how are you handling that?
We go into the game with a plan. He didn't know that he was going to go in the game at that point. I wanted to see how he would handle that. And those are hard things, you know, when you're a rookie and you go in there and it's a home crowd and it doesn't matter that it's preseason or not, you know, to be thrown in there like that. I thought he did, for the most part, a decent job of just managing that part of it, you know, being able to communicate the play, get out, point out the protection blocking or the run blocking. I thought he did a good job of that, but he's got a long way to go. Just like most rookie quarterbacks have a long way to go. You know, in the preseason, for any rookie quarterback, you're not seeing anywhere near what you're going to see if you're going to play in the regular season. You're not seeing anywhere near what you're going to see from a defensive schematic point. So, you know, he understands that. He's got to get better at the basics of it, and he's a hardworking kid. He comes in here early, he stays late, and if he continues to work like that, he'll get better and better.
Talk a little bit about Blue and Grimes specifically, what you saw from them last night.
I thought both those guys, for the most part, ran the ball well. Both guys made runs where they had to make people miss. They had to break tackles, things like that. I think both guys still are a work in progress as it relates to protections. You know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good, so we have to get them better at that. But I thought overall they played well in the running game, and I thought they both played well on special teams.
Well, with new coach, how important for you, and with a new staff too, to have a game like that for the players to see what you can tell them all this time to work the way you want?
Anytime you win, it's important. You know, anytime you go out there on the field and you beat a quality opponent, which everybody in the NFL is a quality opponent, you know, you go out there and you win, that's important for everybody in the organization, for the especially the players, you know, to know that all the work that they've put in 17 practices, and it's been a tough camp. You know, they've worked extremely hard to finally go out and reap the rewards of a win. You know, that's important. That's a good thing. Whether it counts or it doesn't count in the standings, to me, it doesn't matter. When you go out there and represent the city of Houston and represent the Houston Texans, you're going out there every time to win, and that's what we're going to try to do.
What did you think of Fitzpatrick taking off?
I thought it was good, Mark. I thought those were good decisions. He was decisive about it. It was kind of like a parting of the Red Sea, and it opened up for him, and he took it. And I think on both of those, he gained over 10 yards, and I thought that was good for our football team.
But what did you think of the communication in your secondary prior to the snap? Have they made some steps from the first game to this game about where they wanted to be and being on the same page with one another?
I thought it was better, James. I think that Kendrick Lewis does a really good job back there of getting everybody on the same page. I believe DJ played better in this game. He played his assignments better in this game, and I think a lot of that had to do with the improved communication. I thought the communication on the sideline was better from player to coach, and I think it still needs to improve.
Will you like to take more extra games to just continue to evaluate Keenum and Savage and get through this whole process to make a decision about your backup?
Yeah. I think that Case went in there last night and did a good job, you know, for the most part. You know, sometimes he's got to learn to get rid of the ball a little bit quicker, things like that. But I felt like he moved the team, and that was good to see. And then Tom, you know, Tom's still a little bit behind Case. And so Tom just got to keep working at it. But I felt like both guys, you know, they're fun to coach now. They work hard. They're smart. They ask good questions. They love to compete. So, you know, really at the end of the day, that's what you're looking for. And then you just want them to be able to go out there and execute the offense and help the team win. So, you know, they're both trying to do that.
How important is it to get a guy like Keyshawn Martin in some open space like you did last time?
Yeah, he's one of the most improved players on our team from the time we arrived here till now. He's a guy that we've, you know, obviously he's a special teams kick returner, punt returner. And then we've played him at all the spots offensively in the receiver position. We've played him on the outside. We've played him on the inside. And he's improved a great deal. And last night I thought he played a good football game, and he just needs to keep getting better and better because he can help us.
Did you go to Mass this morning?
What's that?
Did you go to Mass?
I didn't, you know, and I got – you know, you got me again. But it's one of those things. I went to my kid's baseball game. He played over there at the Wiener School over there, so that's my excuse. So,
all right, have a good day.